This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Shaletta with us like she always is every Friday on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. I was discussing household injuries in the first hour because, like a dope, I like to house walk. I like to walk around the house.
Okay, what is a house walk? I don't know. Is that something people over 85 do? What is house walk?
No, I've been doing it a long time. It's, let's say...
You were 84. Okay.
Maybe you got an apartment. Maybe you got a condo. You mean, I don't have a mansion like you. I'm just trying to get by. But, you know, maybe you walk the whole house. Maybe you're watching a show. You walk around the living room, the dining room, the kitchen.
Are you like walking and praying over the rooms? Or are you walking to inspect and looking for things you need to clean up?
I'm looking.
Checking for a spare change? What are you walking for?
Exercise and digestion. I think it's very good for your digestion to get a little physical activity. Have some water. Make sure things are in the right places, right?
Okay.
Sounds like you're very skeptical of house walking. You're not much of a house walker?
If I'm walking around the house, I'm checking to make sure the teenagers aren't hiding friends in the closet or, I'm looking under the bed. You know, back when I was married, I would, search under the bed for, women's underwear or stuff like that didn't belong to me. So when I house walk with a purpose, Chad. I don't just house walk for fun. Uh-huh.
What would have happened if you would have found underwear that was not yours? How would that have played out?
Okay, I'm going to just tell you this. I found some earrings one day.
Okay.
In the bedroom, I found some earrings on the floor because I'm one of the people that, I sleep under my bed on a regular basis. And so I swept up these earrings, and they had to come and put the shingles back on the roof because I blew up. I was like, who in the hell? These are not my earrings. I would never have earrings under the bed. I sweep under this bed. I was out of town last week, and now there's earrings under this bed. Oh, she left something behind, huh? Who is it? I'm coming up to your job.
Here we go.
On Monday. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to be at your job before you get there. Oh, I'm going to find out who wore these. I'm holding on to these earrings. And then that Sunday, it must have been the Lord because I saw a picture that somebody took of me in those earrings.
Oh, okay. So much to the surprise of none of us.
I didn't tell Sean that I saw that they were mine. I just God forgive me. I just told him that I wasn't gonna come up there. That I was just gonna let him do whatever he gonna do, and I'm gonna let the Lord deal with it. And I kept that information to myself. I saw a picture
Shocking.
Of me. In the earrings. So unless he's listening right now, he has no idea that whole weekend that the house blew up and we had to send the kids somewhere and he was hiding out in the car and stuff. He had no idea that I later found a picture of me in the
He is not listening because he tells me whenever I see him that this is a moment of freedom because he knows if you're on the radio with me, you cannot be calling him. So, or pestering him, or requiring him to do some work at the house, even though you two supposedly are divorced.
You know, I called him last night. I was like, "Hey, what you doing?" And he said, "I am. I'm having a cocktail. I'm going through some files. You know, getting rid of some stuff. Probably marriage licenses. I'm guessing, shredding those things.
Maybe he's on Tinder."
And I said, "I would have seen him. You know, because I would have seen his profile unless he blocked me."
Yeah.
And so,
sure,
I said, what are you drinking? And he said, "Oh, I went by the Hy-Vee liquor store and I got some this and some that." And I said, "Oh, I'm gonna come by. I'll make me a cocktail." So I drove by his place and he came down and brought me a cocktail. It was so delicious. I don't even know what it was.
Okay. I've been there before, Dave. You've been there before. You know, it's a former relationship. Little cocktail. Some call that a booty call.
I know. He hurry up. He met me outside. I didn't get to go in. You have to have a fob. He moved somewhere with three layers of security. You have a fob to get in the door. You got a fob to get in. And a fob to get in the house. I'm not getting in there unless I got a fob.
In other words, he might have left the drink outside the door. He wasn't even there to say, "Here's your drink. Here's your drink melting outside."
Oh, my God.
So back to my house walk.
Okay, house walking.
So I'm house walking, and I think I know where I'm going, and apparently the table in the living room must move because I hit on one of the corners, not one toe, not two toes, but three toes, and went down. Went down in a heap, bloodied up one toe.
Ooh.
The other toe is the size of Dave Harrigan's head.
Does not
feel good. So I would like to know the last household injury that Shaletta Brundage has suffered. Injury, just day-to-day stuff of the house, you know, making food for the kids, waking the kids up, going to the shower, just hanging out. Household injury from Shaletta.
I walked into a dresser, and you know the edge of the dresser, it hit my thigh.
Oh.
And so I've got the purple bruise on it, and it's horrible. It hurts. You rub it, there's a knot there. It, you know, the dresser, the little nightstand dresser that's right there, that, you know, you just walk there to get your socks and get your undershirt or t-shirt.
Yep.
And you're walking and talking and doing something, and you know, and trying to manage the kids, and so I hit that dresser right in the corner. And it hit my thigh, and all that thing hurt. I had purple bruise for days. Now, back to train up. I got to check on my friend. Are the toes broken? Are you walking around with a boot on? I need some resolution.
I believe the middle toe is broken because it's way too big. But what? I mean, what do you do with it? You know, I'm not going to cast up my toe.
Do you go to the orthopedics, Twin Cities orthopedics, and say, "Hey, can I have a little boot or something?" And put it on there so it stays straight, so that when it heals, you don't have four toes going in one direction and the other toe like, "Hey, over here, the other way, guys."
I have that already.
I mean, you gotta.
I have that already. I have kind of the goofy fingers from attempting to play basketball a long, long time ago.
Mm.
I will try to lessen the pain with my toes with maybe a little happy hour afterwards.
Okay. So now, what kind of shoes are you wearing?
I'm going to Sean's, and he's letting me.
And have one of them drinks, baby.
Yeah.
And I asked him. I said, "Hey, can I have you? You need a spare key?" No. You got to be on the leash to get a fob. You can't get a fob unless you're.
Yeah. It's.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah.
So
here's
what are you wearing?
I'm wearing my regular shoes. So I've had toe issues all year. Dave's familiar with this. All of a sudden, my two little toes, out of nowhere, this turned into toe line. I'm calling with your toe issues. Started turning kind of underneath that fourth toe. I mean, I don't know what the fourth toe is called.
Yeah, right.
And so I had to buy some, because it was causing me a great deal of discomfort. And so I had to buy these tennis shoes called Topa, T-O-P-A.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a little bit of a wider toe box. You know,
okay.
So I've got a little more.
So there's more of you.
Yeah, there's a little more. There's a little more room, so it's also been beneficial. I'm also supposed to do a lot of walking on Saturday, so it'll be heroic. I mean, it's very heroic. What I'll be a part of, what I'm trying to.
You should get a medal. You should get a medal for everything, all the injuries. Okay, so is this house walking at the new house? You've been talking about the new house. I haven't been invited. Are we in the new house? I don't have an update.
Yeah, I'm in.
Oh, okay. Are we in? Okay. Mm-hmm. So when is the invite your girlfriend over? Y'all, you know, chop it up. Y'all hang out at the
My
new
girlfriend's
house,
been
y'all.
There many times.
No, I mean me, like your homegirl, like your girlfriend. No, no, okay.
No.
So you have fobs too?
As often as you've invited me inside of your house.
I'll pee before I come.
Yeah. Even when I went to Andrew's graduation party, you made it clear to me that I was not allowed inside. I mean, you introduced me to everybody as here's my wife friend. Everybody was friendly and kind, and then I saw some other folks walking inside, and I started to, and you said, not you.
Mm-mm.
Not you. Dave, not me. Meanwhile, Dave was like a minute away. Did Dave stop by at the house for the graduation?
You know what?
No.
He did not. He did not do that.
Didn't even get invited. I've been inside Chad's house, though. It's very nice.
Oh, hell, wait a minute.
Thanks, Dave.
Are we going to do some housewalking?
Thanks.
Oh, it's
Thanks
about
a
to
lot.
Be
you didn't have to add that part, did you?
I had to jump up. I'm standing up now. Oh, it's
there you
about
go, Chad.
To be some housewalking.
Throw me under the bus. I'll throw you right back.
I'll send you Adam's address. You can check. He's got a big place in Rosemont. I'm just trying to get by. I'm going to put you on hold. I have a number
of...
Yeah, you're not. No, 2037. Well, I got you jotted down. Let me look here. November 6th.
February 31st.
November 6th, 2037. Fake like you're sick, even though Shaletta is invited to the house. You know, that's what I've got you written down as. More of Shaletta in a little bit. You want me to talk about those windows?
Yes,
at the
I
house?
Would love that.
Yep. By the way, it's not just me. There are plenty of people listening right now. Thank you so much. And there are plenty of people listening right now who have Pella windows. Or maybe they went to somebody's house and the homeowner was bragging about the Pella windows and doors, or you asked about them. They look so good. Let's also be honest. Most of us, if we've lived at a place for a while, you're like, I don't know. Are the windows working? Do they go open, close? Does it stay cool? Does it stay warm? But it's way more than that. That's why it's worth just going online, PellaNorthland.com. PellaNorthland.com. You can schedule a free in-home visit at your condo, at your cabin, your house, whatever it might be. They'll show you what they can do at your house. And they're not one of these companies where they're going to say, oh, every window needs to go. That's not how they roll. They're going to work with your style, your budget, and show you all their great warranties and why they're so successful. You want to see it in a showroom? Plymouth and Woodbury. And right now in August, they've topped themselves. What a deal. 20% off your Pella project or 72%, 0%, 72 months, 0%. APR. What an offer. Either one. Track them down. I love them. They've been great to me. They're great people. PellaNorthland.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
About 5 more minutes with Shaletta.
Mm-hmm.
Twins mm-hmm. and Royals back in play tonight. Do we have a day game tomorrow, or do we have a Shaletta show tomorrow?
We have a Shaletta show. It is going to be broadcast from your living room.
Mm. Yeah.
Make room for me.
Right next
Make
to the table.
Make room for me.
Yeah.
Right next to the table.
Right next to the bloody table.
The crime scene.
The crime scene. Yes, yes. Are you familiar? I'm sure you are. There's a lot of great things going on in life, and we talk about those often. But what is going on with throwing, let's just call it out, a dildo on the court of WNBA games is so pathetic and so insulting. And now yesterday, because continued last night, this cryptocurrency group is claiming credit and what they're calling pranks. Part of what they said to USA Today is, we didn't do this because we dislike women's sports or like some narratives that are trending right now are ridiculous. Creating disruptions at games, like, it happens in every single sport, right? We've seen the NFL. We knew that in order to get a voice in this space, we had to go out and do some viral stunts to save us from having to pay that influencer cabal, sacrifice our souls, and the fate of the project more or less. So, okay, there's a lot of people who do a lot of things to create interest. But what you're going to do is go just demean individuals because mm-hmm. you're not throwing the sex toy at baseball games. You're not throwing them at football exhibition games. You're not waiting for the NBA to a sport with women succeeding, flourishing with that league, getting more and more popular. And now what we're going to do to get some eyes on us, we're going to throw a sex toy on there. Sure.
It is horrible. It is horrible. And, you know, right at the apex of popularity, you know, women's basketball hasn't been this popular since they probably first started with Cynthia Cooper and Tina Thompson yep. and Cheryl Swoops.
Your comments.
Getting the first big Nike deal for any female athlete. And now here we are, Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese and so many of the other ladies.
Nafisa Collier
right
here.
Yep. Right. On our team, you can walk through any grocery store. I was so proud to just walk through Hy-Vee and see Caitlin Clark on the Gatorade bottle and then turn around and see Angel Reese and so many other players on everything from cereal to bags of candy. It is beautiful to see, and it is so insulting and demeaning and degrading, and they wouldn't allow it in any other sport. Like, it shouldn't have happened one time. Like, they would have cracked down like nothing has ever been cracked before if they did that in the NFL. Players would have risen up, coaches, owners, authorities would be called, that person, their group, their team would be banned. Nobody would want to claim responsibility. And for somebody to try and justify it just speaks to how this society will allow anyone to disrespect, demean, and degrade women, especially these women are at the top of their profession. These women are stellar athletes, and they are getting national and international attention for the work that they're doing and how they're elevating this game. And, you know, for somebody to say, well, we want to try to help get eyes on it, that's BS.
Yeah.
You know, that is
right.
Just such a horrible move. And the league and the fans and everybody needs to rise up, and these people need to be banned from any sport, like NFL games, baseball games, like every professional sports team needs to say, you know what, whoever they are, they're not welcome here. You know, we have to have some solidarity for women. Like, nobody is looking out for these women. They should not be bragging about this. They should be ostracized from any professional sporting event in the country.
Well stated. Get to your meeting and have a good show tomorrow.
Wait, we got to talk about my event tomorrow.
Oh, Dave didn't tell me about the event.
Oh, well. Maybe y'all was at your house when you broke your towel.
He was too busy going through my stuff at the house. What do you got going tomorrow?
So tomorrow is a Black Business Month takeover at the Hy-Vee in Robbinsdale from 8 to 12. For Black Business Month, which is August, I got Hy-Vee to put local Black-owned brands on their store shelves. So the owners are going to be there, and they're going to be passing out samples. There's going to be discount on the merchandise, and that is from 8 to 12 at the Robbinsdale Hy-Vee. Come meet the entrepreneurs. I'll be there with my kids. They'll
Excellent.
Be signing their books. So we'll be having a good time. So come on out.
What time?
9 to 12. And then if I'm available and not too tired, I'll do my show after that.
You'll just let Brad know like 11:55
like
or so.
11:57.
Get Steve.
Like
Where's
it.
Steve? Get him
He's
in.
He's so
soon.
Reliable. He'll do it.
He is. He's a very nice man. All right. Good luck tomorrow. Hope it works out great.
Thank you. Bye.
It's 30 past 1. Matt Collar comes on after traffic and weather. For a lot of people, they think, okay, now it's the weekend, so now I'm going to worry about physical fitness. And I get it. A lot of you are very busy. Maybe it's work, maybe it's family, whatever it might be. But you need to take care of your body during the week, too. And more often, it needs to be done by you. But guess what? When you can find people who can help you out, doctor, chiropractor, you name it, you find those folks. Well, guess what? I found these folks about 6 years ago, Stretch Lab. I started with the Plymouth location, but I'm now up to probably six locations because they are very good. And I want to find more of their trained professionals who are so good and see if there's one who really works with me. The truth is, all of them work with me. And it's not just me. It's friends of mine. I bring my son, Quentin. My older boys have been there. Other people close to me have also tried out Stretch Lab. What happens? They assess you. You tell them what physical issues you might be facing. Maybe you're in really good shape and you're not facing issues, but because you play tennis, you play pickleball, you run, you're a power walker, you play golf, you want to stay in that spot and they work with you. Maybe you're someone, it's the nagging hamstring, it's the calves, it's the plantar fascia, it's the rotator cuff. They will work with you. Try them out. Try that 25-minute session. Try that 50-minute session. Realize why so many of us in this metro area love that we have them. We're talking StretchLab.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.